Three words from the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke, can help us enter Holy Week with a deeper understanding of the cost of our salvation. The first word: I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Passover is the Feast of Feasts, which recalls the deliverance of the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt, and it is celebrated with family and friends by a solemn and sacred meal of the Paschal Lamb, whose blood is deliverance from death and whose flesh is nourishment for the journey to freedom. The Lord Jesus had been to Jerusalem for Passover many times in his life, but on this last occasion, when he would transform the Passover Seder of Israel into the Holy Eucharist of the Church, the Savior said to the 12, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I shall not eat it again until there is fulfillment in the kingdom of God." And now we are gathered here to eat the Passover in the Holy Eucharist, to give thanks for Christ's sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, to receive the forgiveness of our sins, and to share in the Paschal Mystery, or Passover Sacrament, by which he continues in our midst, unites us to himself, and nourishes us unto everlasting life. The second word: he went out and began to weep bitterly. Simon Peter was a witness to all that Jesus did and said for the 3 years leading up to that Holy Week of the world's redemption. When Simon Bar-Jonah received the name Peter, after he had first confessed that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of the living God, he also protested the teaching of Jesus that the Christ must be rejected and then handed over to suffer and die. And when the long-dreaded hour finally arrived, Simon boasted, "Lord, I am prepared to go to prison and to die with you." Then, without any mockery or recrimination in his voice, Jesus said to Simon, "Who is Kepha, Rock, Peter? I tell you, before the cock crows this day, you will deny three times that you know me." And then a few hours later, when that word of Christ was fulfilled, Peter was pierced by the glance of Jesus and overwhelmed with shame at his arrogance and cowardice. And so he went out and began to weep bitterly. Who of us has not been in Peter's place? We know that Jesus Christ is Lord. We want to follow him in the way of the cross, and we tell both him and ourselves that we will be faithful to him. But when the test comes, we so often fail, and sometimes we fail dreadfully. And then, like Peter, we are filled with shame and remorse. But we find to our everlasting wonderment that the Lord has taken our sins upon himself and forgives us in order to have us with him always. The third word: the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. Beginning in the meeting tent of Moses, or the tabernacle, and continuing in the Jerusalem temple, the innermost chamber of the sacred precincts was separated from the rest by a heavy curtain or veil, which symbolized the great chasm between the all-holy God and sinful humanity. That inner chamber was called the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Sanctus Sanctorum, the Holy of Holies. And that was the place where the glory of God dwelt on earth. Only the high priest could enter that sacred space, and even he could go there only once each year on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. In Solomon's temple, at the center of the Kodesh HaKoshadim, stood the Ark of the Covenant. But when the temple was rebuilt after the Babylonian captivity, the Ark could not be found. So in the new Holy of Holies, in the place where the Ark had once stood, the stone floor was raised up to indicate the center of the world, the foundation stone which was consecrated to and by the holiness of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who made his dwelling among men in that sacred place. The tapestry veil of the temple, which concealed the Holy of Holies, was vast and thick and heavy, and it was supported by four tall columns to bear its great weight, not only its physical weight, but also the mystical weight of the glory of God concealed by that veil to protect sinners from the sight of the living God, which consumes all that is not holy. At the very moment the Lord Jesus died upon the cross, that veil in the temple was torn down the middle, because all the types and figures of the old covenant were fulfilled in him who is the new and eternal covenant. In Jesus Christ, God the Father revealed everything of himself to the human race, and another name for revelation is unveiling. Jesus Christ is God dwelling among men. In this Holy Week, we meditate on these words and all the other mysteries of our salvation, and we rejoice, as did St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, that at the name of Jesus, who was obedient even unto death on a cross, every knee shall bend and every tongue confess to the glory of God the Father, that Jesus Christ is Lord.